Okay, Yael, so you want to build an aquatic robot, and you're trying to figure out the most efficient way to move it through water. What do you do?
I'm guessing the answer isn't to build a robot that uses a lot of brute force to move forward.
Yeah, anyone who has tried walking or running in water knows how much effort that can take compared to swimming. Which, by the way, is a hint.
It is?
Look, the fish, my friend, many fish, after all, live in turbulent waters.
I see where this is going. Over time, fish have made adaptations to conserve energy when swimming against the current.
And researchers at Harvard figured out the underlying physics.
So they literally understand what it means to swim like a fish?
Yes. You see, when water hits objects like branches, rocks, or other fish, it forms strings of little whirlpools or vortices. So researchers set up a tank with water flowing in one direction and dropped a cylinder in it that generated vortices.
So what did they find out?
The researchers observed that rather than fighting the current, the fish simply slalomed between vortices, using a swimming style that resembles a flag flapping in the wind. The advantage of all the side-to-side movement is that it requires very little muscle activity. In fact, fish can use this technique to hold their position and rest while in rough patches of water.
I bet that comes in handy for swimming up fish ladders.
Yep, these findings have applications ranging from technology to conservation.
And give a whole new dimension to what it means to swim like a fish.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from James Liao at Harvard University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.